We're continuing the halachas of hagolas kelim, purging and extracting the taste of chametz, which was absorbed into the walls of a kli. And we're going to move on to siman kuf yud zayin, which is going to discuss various dinim pertaining to chametz in mixtures and food on Pesach. Halacha erev Pesach. Halacha yud dal. Ein magil nala b'mayim. You can only do hagolas specifically with water. The lo yibashum tarav. There shouldn't be anything mixed into it. Afilu eifer b'kadem. Even ashes. Which charcoal and ashes in those days were used as soap, and it also is poikim, as it says by Brasa B'chalov. Still, over here, it has to be clear water. If he did so many times hagolas kelim in a yer in this big pot, achdech ramayim kein tzir, until the water became darkened like tzir, like juice or like sauce or soup. At that point, you can't do a hagolah in this water anymore. You have to switch to water. If he's doing hagolah and he's holding the kli, it's boiling, bubbling, the boiling water. So he's holding it with a prong or with a plier. You have to soften your grip on the kli and re-catch it. Why? If you don't soften your grip for a second, the boiling, bubbling water didn't reach the place where the prong is holding and touching the kli. A better solution is which is like a net, to put the kelim in a net, or like in a basket, and also adds nukum that has many holes. In that case, the bubbles get through, the big bubbles. Shouldn't put in a whole bunch of kelim in one shot with the kli that you're using to be magal, whether it's in the basket or whatever else you're using. Because if the kelim are touching each other, the place where they're touching each other, the bubbling water doesn't reach. Halacha tezayin. One should only do a gola on kelim that are not ben yoima. That means they weren't used in the past. The hainashik for an over me'ez la'ez. 24 hours have passed mishal shabizul chametz from the time in which it was used for chametz, and it also has to be thoroughly clean, because if there's fats that is chametz, that will prevent it from becoming the taste that's in the walls from becoming pogum, even though 24 hours have passed. It doesn't help the 24 hours if it's not clean, so you have to make sure it's also clean. Also, the big pot in which you're big clean, which you're doing the Haggalah, it should not be used within that 24 hours for anything. One thing you have to be careful, every time you put in a new kli in the yerid, what's going to happen by default is the water is going to cool down, because it has to deal and heat, bring the kli that you just put in up to par with the heat. So you have to wait. You have to make sure that the water bubbles again. The author explains, talking about babuis, it has to make big bubbles. What happens if a person has to now do agala on the big pots from which he's kashering everything else, or they bring from the Alter Rebbe, or it's too big of a pot that can't fit into the general pot that you're using to do hagolah. So the loynish damas chametz elamatech, and specifically you only use the pot that you're trying to do hagolah on. You only used chametz for in the interior. That means it wasn't the general use to fry and chametz on the exterior of the kli, on the outside of the kli. In that case, what do you do? You fill up the whole pot till the top, and when it's bubbling, the pot is going to be full to the brim. And you want it to, now what we want is it should pour over the sides, over the rim, and kasher also the outskirts of the kli. And in addition, you want the water to stay boiling. So what you do is, you throw in stones that are glowing, they're white from heat, from flame, from fire. That way the water will overflow and kasher also the rim. You should only kasher until chatzais, after which it's also ba'no chametz. It's better for a person than shizar. Should be careful to make sure he does hagolah an hour earlier, which is when the rabbanon is already also ba'no. Now, halacha yudzayin. Agav, the throwing of avanim lebanis obviously keeps the bubbling happening instead of being like something that was put in that cools off the big bubbles. Halacha yudzayin. No yigim shalach hagolah. It's customary that after following the hagolah, shoybchemes me hagolah lachut shasulahanis. First of all, you pour out the water which is used for hagolah because you're not going to enjoy from it, and shoytumes hakelim. So the kelim which you have kashered, Dr. Alter Rebbe, take it from you right away. What you should do is, b'mayim kamer, you wash it in cold water so it doesn't absorb back whatever it emitted. This is only a minute because the etzem, the taste that it emitted, that the kli that you just kashered let out is a ta'anes dam of gam, and therefore it's not a problem. Etzem, but a minute is to put it in cold water. Imav shalach yudches, if at all possible, is lahagel of nebal teira. You should agal come specifically before a person that learned teira, baki b'din agal, and is fluent in halachas of agal. Halacha alf of simin kuf yudzayin. Im nimtza is a tarebis chametz. If there's a mixture of chametz, the erev you found on erev pesach adalayla, even if it's on erev pesach and it's before nightfall, which means it's after chatzos when it's also about nam and atayra, but it's only tarebis chametz of lach balach. Mixture that it's a proper mixture, you can't discern which where it is. At that point, it's still bottled b'shishim because it's not Pesach. Once Pesach hits, as we'll see, it's a Isser Mash. It doesn't matter how many more times you have more than it, it doesn't become bottle. It's even min b'minoy. It's bottle b'shishim. We found a kernel of wheat in a chicken or in a something that was cooked, and it's not hot. When is man is by nightfall? So then you can just throw it out. The rest you can eat even on Pesach. Why? Because there was shishim kenegdoi, and it was nisbatal before Pesach started, before the Isser Mashu began. However, Pesach, he found this on Pesach chametz. The whole thing is considered chametz, and at that point, sorry, chametz oisei afilu mashu. Chametz asks even if it's a mashu in 100 times more than it, 500 times more than it, and therefore it's also gamba no. And I'm not allowed to enjoy anything from it. And the kalim that we're boiling, you can either use aval chametz noikshe if it's chametz that is not inedible and that he found on Pesach. Dinah is din. The Alter Rebbe adds, it's like chametz gomer bear pesach mishesh shalosh v'mayla. The din is equal to chametz, which is found on erev pesach from the sixth hour and beyond. Which its halacha is that it is batal still b'shishim until nightfall. B'chol makom shenimta ezek garen chamesh min adagon. Anytime you find a kernel of one of the five types of grain, ay mashu chametz. You should always tzrichem lasa shayla, which ask the Chacham. Halacha base. Bear mayim shenim tzubah, on Pesach you found in this brunim, in this well, garine tvua, you found kernels of tvua, she'ena bekuim, which have not split. Now, with the way it was, whole wheat is brown because it has like a peel on top of it, like popcorn that has a shell around it. So when it pops, it splits. That's what happens when you make popcorn. So by kernels of wheat, if you didn't take it off, so what happens is it's going to become soft and expand because of the liquid, and then it's going to split that the shell or bechlal split the kernel. So if you found on Pesach in the bare mind, you found garinit for the she'enim b'kurim, they didn't split afal pishin as rachel, even if they became soft. Ain't so then the din will still be that ain't stalk ma'ayelu el b'dechagad. One should only use this water if a person is very pressed. So there's no other water found around there that he could use. If the Alter Rebbe adds, if it was a chita b'kua, a split kernel wheat, and now back to the kitzer, a piece of bread, even if you found it before Pesach, also, you're not allowed to. That's from the Alter Rebbe. It's also to use this water. Even if you don't have any other water, you still cannot use this water. And even filtering doesn't help. One should not. And they would do is they would. It's called. They would put the oifas over a flame, and what happens is, that are here at the point where the hair connects to the scalp is a little ball of fat. In order that the source of the hair shouldn't rub on our skin, so the fat is like greasing, like they grease the tires by an auto body. So the chickens also have that, and by heating it up a little bit, it's easier to pluck out the feathers or the remaining feathers. So they would do it with the type of heat. They would do it with straw, or straw is the bottom of the wheat. So you should not use and burn the chickens over straw that is connected still. It's ears of wheat that the kernels are still connected to the top, the kernels of wheat. Why? Because if it burns maybe there's one of them that has already sprouted and became chametz, and now when it's burning, the taste will go up with the heat directly into the chicken. taste of chametz. Zakter. So therefore, we don't do it. To burn the chickens and to take off the pluck their feathers. Bekashim hashubam with straw that's still connected to the ear, the wheat kernels of wheat on top. Maybe there's a kernel that has become chametz. Rather, therefore, on Pesach. We do it, or the chickens you can use on paste, they do it dafka with grass. That's what they burn to take off the feathers. Or you disconnect the top from the bottom stalks, and then you use the only straw, and not the straw that's connected still to the kernels of wheat. But you have it mutter. If it was already done, you burnt it. It's going to be mutter to use those chickens, because we don't need to be chayshish that one of the kernels was chametz and it got burnt and it transmitted the taste. Before you sort of do this process of heat of burning the feathers, you should take off the zefik. The zefik is like an arm under a sink. That's where like the food stops on the way down to the kurkuman. When it's the chicken eats, it goes first into like a little bag in its throat. It's called merasa benaitzasa. That you take out from the bird, so by on a mizbeach, so al derech by the chicken has the zafik. You have to throw it out because at that point it's still considered food, and if you boil it, it's gonna give the taste of the whatever chametz the kernels that the chicken ate into the body, and you have tarev chametz. In the kurkuban, it's already considered. The bottle, whatever it was, like in the stomach of the bite. Halacha dal, kol mini kidneys, all types of legumes, asurim, we are not iser, v'chein kol mini peis yibeshim, and this is for the reason we mentioned earlier, the peis yibeshim is not mitzad the iser kidneys, but mitzad the way they dried them in those days could be that they dried them together with dried them together with kernels of wheat that maybe is shashchimus, and this is also therefore ad yam to the achran shall pace the last day of Pesach. Ellen came noidish and siyam to the hechshal gabekanim. Once you know that they were dried in a kosher way over kindness and not stam straw that you chayish or b'tanah Pesach, or they were dried in an oven that was kashered for Pesach. Doesn't no chash that there was already chametz or a taste of chametz that was absorbed by heat. Afilu te'ini yibeshes v'tzimukin, even dried figs and raisins, being done, being tanim, asurim, big or small. V'chein klipet tapuchi zav, which are pomegranates, which are oranges. Also dried peels and the komuk of hamaskes are isim v'natzimukin. The liquid they make out of the raisins, noigim had to stay a minute to drink it. Mixes it out. He brings it out to Rabbi Shulchan Aruch. The mixes mekayim snayik lachter a place that are astringent. Elam kein nasa kaid ba'pesach, unless it was prepared before Pesach.